Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
Finally, it feels like a breath of fresh air and positivity is blowing in to the franchise with a lot of tough times that have gone on the past 2 years. But now it seems like year three of Arthur Smith having his hands on the product, and then having Terry Fontenot kind of in tandem with the right defensive players and now hopefully the right offensive players. It just feels different, and it seems like it's a different vibe that's coming up. And one of the guys who will be a part of the vibe, who's been a part of some really good football plays and really one of the anchors holding things together as we try to get into the next phase of Falcon football, joins us now as he is a busy man. He's always busy in the offseason because he's always giving back to the community, and he's a friend and a member of the locker room. He's Grady Jarrett, who joins us here via the Hobson & Hobson Newsmaker line. Grady, how you doing? Good to talk to you before football season gets started here in the locker room.
Man, doing good. Happy to talk to you guys. Miss you guys. But I'm happy to, be in the off season, get ready for some charity events, but at the same time training for the next season coming up. But yeah, man, miss talking to you guys.
Got a chance to catch up with Grady at the rookie club dinner. He's a big part of that. He's the Walter Payton Man of the Year nominee and winner for the Atlanta Falcons a few years back. Does a great job in the community. Talk us through what you're going through right now, what the off season workouts look like for you guys, and what that entails.
Yeah, so the off-season workout right now, we're in phase two, about to transition over into phase three next week. And phase three, all that means is we're going to be on the field practicing with some helmets and stuff, and then just going over plays, running drills. You know, we can't do full contact against the offense this part of the year, you know, per NFLPA rules. But it's good for the guys just to, and myself, to just get out there, get moving. You know, we learned a new defense. That's becoming pretty fun. And there's a lot of new guys on the team. So just being able to spend that time together is really, really crucial right now. So that's the part of the offseason that we in, and just building this thing up to get it right rolling for the fall.
Grady, you talk about a lot of offseason additions, a bunch of new guys on the defensive side. As one of the leaders of the team, I'm always fascinated. When a guy is signed, do you reach out to them to welcome them to the team, or do you wait for them to reach out to you, or is it we're just waiting until camp gets together, and then you kind of get to know guys?
You know, every case is different, you know. Sometimes you reach out, sometimes they'll reach out, and sometimes, you know, you just meet up with each other when you see each other. I mean, I think everybody cases, because everybody has relationships with guys throughout the league, certain things, you know, and then also, you know, we sign a guy, and, you know, made a nice big deal or something, he's going to have a million people hitting him up. So you just let the hype die down some, then you reach out to guys, or maybe they may be so excited to reach out to you. You know, it go all kind of ways, you know what I'm saying? So, but I've been a guy to reach out, and I've also had players reach out to me as well. And it's just a case-by-case analysis, really.
Grady Jarrett, Falcons defensive tackle, joining us. We'll tell you about his Grady Gives annual weekend, transforming lives through sports. And when we tell you it's a weekend, it is a weekend of helping people in the community and being around young people for a great cause.
Grady, what's been your first impression on the field and in the meeting room about new defensive coordinator Ryan Nielsen? And you know, is there anything that you would say it changes from last year's system with Dean Pease to and your role and responsibilities in this new system?
I think working with Ryan, man, it's been fun. He's been a really good technician coach for me, because he is good for me, because him being the coordinator, he also, you know, specializes in coaching D-line. So just spending time with him be really fun. He's a really, really intense guy, really focused, really driven. And I think that's going to get the best out of us as a whole unit. As far as just learning the defense, I mean, I'm sure there's things you got to do with different personnel, and I'm excited to continue to learn, you know, every day just on what his plan is. But I mean, it's been a fun process, definitely, just and a fun and refreshing, you know, process, just when you get, you know, new blood in the building and get able to learn some new things with new players around you. So I'm excited, just as excited as y'all, to see how this thing come together. And we're just in the early stages of install, and I see it growing pretty nicely.
To that point, Grady, what's it like having other veterans? They spent a lot of money on the defense. And so now beside you and behind you, Calais Campbell, David Onyemata, Bud Dupree, Caden Ellis, Jesse Bates III, is not just players, but veteran players now that are going to be playing with you, a veteran, on that Falcons defense Sunday after Sunday.
Man, I love it, man. I love it. You know, I like helping young guys, a lot of rookies and new draft picks and stuff like that, which is fun as those guys continue to develop. But when you don't have to carry the whole load and you got some vets coming in that's had a lot of success in this league, it's very encouraging, you know. And, I couldn't be any happier, you know. And then also just, you know, just for me being able to pick their brain as well, you know. And so I'm excited to continue to grow as a player personally, but to have these guys who come in proven, you know, and they want to come compete for the Atlanta Falcons, you know, it's just a blessing them for just all the investment that we made on the defensive side of the ball. And, I'm happy as happy can you get, man.
Love it. I got a chance to break some bread with Grady Jarrett early this week at the rookie club dinner. And I did notice, I went with a kind of a petite filet. I don't play football anymore. I don't run around like you guys. Grady went with the bone and ribeye.
Oh, nice.
Medium, I think he ordered it, which was a nice order. I offered him some asparagus that was around the table, but he declined that. And I'm wondering what kind of vegetables you eat, if any.
Man, I like vegetables, man. I'm a big broccoli guy, broccolini, you know what I'm saying, Brussels sprouts. Asparagus is just the one that's really not my favorite. I like the top of it, like the top of the asparagus. But like the bottom, when it gets to the soft stem, I'm like, yeah, I'm tapped out on the asparagus, man. So
that's funny.
It was not personal.
Chris Lindstrom and Grady both got these big ass bone in ribeyes. Arthur Blank sitting there next to him looking at them like they're monsters eating the whole thing. It was funny. We also talked a lot about what you do in the community. Walter Payton, man of the year in the past, and do a great job here in Atlanta. Talk a little bit about what you got going on and where people can go at GradyJarrett.com/events for all the different things you got coming up.
Yeah, man. So my annual Grady Gives weekend is coming up. We always kick it off with a golf tournament. This year, we're going to kick it off at a Top Golf in Buford. You know, the past couple of years, we've been doing Top Golf Midtown, which is a great venue, but I think was more convenient for a lot of our sponsors. And just trying out the new Top Golf, we're going to do it in Buford this year. And so that's going to be good. And that's to raise money for Grady Gives. And, Grady Gives does so much in the community as far as whether you're working with students, you know, families in need, people in need, a couple of people that we partner up with, you know, Boys and Girls Club, Raleigh Foundation, it's a foundation that helped fight pediatric cancer for kids. The Covenant House is like a safe place for women and children. And I mean, it's a lot of things we're doing. We gave out a lot of scholarships. We gave a lot of scholarships last year to kids. And the scholarships entail, it'd be from $1,000 to $2,500 towards books to college, you know. And so we got up to 25 high school seniors this year already to where we have enough finances to help them get kick-started with some books and stuff like that. And so that's what the tournament is for, just raising funds for Grady Gives so we can help give back. And then it also funds the camp that we do. So the camps are the next phase of my weekend. This year, instead of a 7-on-7 tournament, what I've done in the past, we're going to host a high school combine. So kids going to get, times like, 40s, 40s bench press, so they need to do like 185. They'll be able to do some drills and also get tape of them doing some position-specific things, and it goes on this platform, and they get to keep their tape and keep their measurements and stuff like that. And I think that'll be able to help, kids more on an individual basis. And then the following day from that, we do the youth camp. And then that's when we, take the babies out to the field. We do football drills. But, I mean, it's all the way up to high school as well. But my favorite is, little five or six-year-olds come out there with the cleats and gloves and masked up, ready to go. So we do that out in my hometown, Conyers, Georgia, Rockdale County High School, where I attended. And so that'll be another year of us doing that. So, I mean, it's just a fun part of the year for me and my family and just the whole community of the whole city of Atlanta. And we love to do it and host it. And we love to have, people who want to be a part of it come be a part of it. And, and join the movement Grady Gibbs and just continue to help people.
Grady Jarrett, our defensive tackle here for the Atlanta Falcons and partner in the locker room, joining us as he has his Grady Gibbs annual weekend transforming lives through sports. Put these dates in your brain. Thursday, June 8th is the Top Golf event. Friday, June 9th is what he just talked about, his combine. And then Saturday, June 10th, that will be the annual football camp at Rockdale High School. Grady, you're doing two things. One, you're helping the kids, and you're also helping the parents. Parents need things constructive for kids to do when the summer hits, and getting a double whammy of your instruction, your opportunities, and the good things they're going to learn having fun. You're helping out kids, and you're helping out the parents at the same time.
Yeah, man, without a doubt. It's always about the kids, you know, and that's one of the things that I want to keep the forefront when I'm doing these camps. I don't like when you get distracted and getting off track with certain things on the business side of it. At the end of the day, it's about the kids. And you want to be able to pick them. I mean, you want to be able to, you want to be able to motivate them mm-hmm. to be the best they can be. And, you know, and just keep them at the forefront, you know. And that's my biggest thing doing this. And I'm just super excited to be able to get out in front of them and you know, try to inspire them.
Got to love it. GradyJarrett.com/events. All right, you saw the schedule come out. I always used to look at that thing in the schedule in the weight room and think about games I was going to play and people were going to face, and it was going to be cold or hot or whatever, or wet. What are some of the things you think about? Give us your thoughts on playing Carolina out the gate against possibly a rookie quarterback, and then the rest of the schedule, just a couple little tidbits you noticed as looking at it.
You know, I'm excited, man. We've got a competitive schedule every year, but, you know, to be able to start off with a division game at home is going to be great. Get to go across the water again, go to London and play. That's going to be awesome. And hopefully, you know, by the end of the season, come we get a couple games flexed where we can play in some prime time.
There you go.
That's right.
I don't know what's up with that now. You know, they, but you know what? That's on us. That's on us. We're going to put the ball in our hand. You know, we can start getting some success rolling, and we're going to get this organization back relevant, and people want to see what we got going on. And I'm excited for us because I know what's to come. Everybody in the building knows what's to come. And we just got to go out there and do it so we can show the world, man. So I think things lining up in our favor. But however it go, you know, however it was set up, we was going to be ready to go. So it is what it is.
Well, we thank you for joining us. You're one of the GOATs off the field. What you do in this town with a lot of children and a lot of your free time, man. And that certainly is not going unnoticed. And you're going to have another successful year with your Grady Gibbs annual weekend. And we can't wait to be a part of it. Again, go to GradyJarrett.com/events to register and get more information to get your kids. It's a part of one of the greatest guys in town. Grady, we look forward to catching up with you, and we'll see you soon.
Cool, man. Thank you. Talk to you soon.
Grady Jarrett joining us here via the Hobson & Hobson Newsmaker line.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
Spring is here, and baseball is back. You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Is there chaos in your closet?
Look, Blouse, you've got some nerve hanging there like that.
I can't help it. I'm jammed in here next to this suit.
Hey, I'm a three-piece, all right? Which means I need a little more room.
You've got a lot of attitude for a linen suit.
I'm a polyester blend, sweetheart. There needs to be room for men's clothes, too.
Hi, I'm Christina, and at Artisan Custom Closets, we help families organize and simplify their closets with customized storage solutions. See what's possible for your home at artisancustomclosets.com, and then call us for a free in-home consultation.